Welcome to Mock the Geek with Phil interrupting the intro. Thank you. This is episode 6 of Mock the Geek, and I'm FastFit, your host. We've got one more episode before the Summer of Sonic hits the UK next weekend, so we're gonna have a little Sonic-y special over Mock the Geek. Although it's pretty much like every week anyway. So anyway, I'm gonna introduce our two teams competing to get ahead or get a win this week. Of which we have AA UK.
Who is severely suffering from lag and may sound like some kind of terrible modem monster. So apologies in advance to anyone who is listening in. And I love you.
you're all right so far, so fingers crossed, we'll be all good. Joining him as usual is Jay Zeke. Starting early on a beatbox this week, mate. Sounds like
don't touch Tom Pearl for me, man.
And their guest this week is Iron Eagle Benito.
It's Benito, not Benito.
To me, it's Benito. Benito. It sounds Mexican.
How do you pronounce Benito, and can we get it right?
Benito.
Benito.
Van that. So is it like a van full of natto, which isn't a very nice thing because natto tastes is just fermented bean curd.
It's an ice cream that's entirely made out of bits of old Ford Transit.
Nachos.
Could be a competitor to Doritos. Vanatos. Yeah. Or Doritos, which do you like? Anyway, wandering off into a realm of randomness there. But on the other side, we've got Vija.
Yellow.
And there's new compadre Turbo.
Toast.
The boss.
I like toast. Latos? I like toast. I like toast. Yeah.
Yes, Turbos is a Mexican equivalent. And their guest this week, who is more like a semi-regular, is SJ.
Hello!
So they've got a semi on their team, basically. Anyway, we're going to start off with the initials round, as usual. So this week, we have, what does SHBA stand for? Any thoughts at all, guys?
This Sonya has... big ass. This is the news after Sonic 06 came out. She, she let herself go.
Sonic 06. I said Sonya.
Oh, Sonya.
Underground, you idiot.
Sorry, I was thinking Princess Soliana.
No.
I agree that it is Sonya, but yeah. I don't think it's that at all. I think it's Sonya, hopeful of brother absence.
It's
Spears Harrier Bashers Air.
Sony hacked by Anonymous.
Oh, snap.
Well,
that's not new.
That's old news. Okay,
get back in your time machine, Phil.
Okay, how Sony halves all the announcements?
It's just what all the really sad sort of slash fiction, strange fan fiction writers wrote, and it's Sonic the Hedgehog brutalizes Amy.
Again and again.
Domestic violence, you!
Of her.
Oh dear. Yeah, some rather rabid responses this week compared to last week.
I've got one of those stories that have been told about, which is Scratch's Hungarian bisexual adventure.
It's the most broadest set of words used there. Not bad going.
Sega helps bulimic armadillos.
Shit, heartbroken by Anteater.
Is it what, you know, since, you know, the Samba de Amigo franchise is going to be the next one clearly to get a reboot, is it what they think they're going to call it? Is it Samba Hamba Bamba de Amigo?
To appeal to the It's Me, your Mario audience.
I had to run that through my head 3 times before I could say that with confidence.
Is it the story about Sumo Digital getting really desperate and Sega humours Baby All Stars?
No, they still not brought out the iPhone version. Is it the iPhone version?
iDevice version.
iDevice.
From Sonic Adventure, and is it like towards the end of it when getting down off of, you know, the big lovely, I'm forgetting what the actual space, egg carrier, there we go, that's its name. Hey, I'm a fantastic Sonic fan. Is it when Sonic coming down from the egg carrier, and is it the alternative ending, is it Sonic holds Big's ass?
You know what? I was thinking along similar lines earlier when you started talking about Sonic Adventure. Not Big's ass, by the way, but just Sonic Adventure, generally.
Is it Sonic Heroes Battles Anonymity?
No, it's
you've got some called Superjunction in it.
You're almost in the right line, though. It's Sonic Heroes gets Best Game Award. The world has really ended.
Yeah. This is what the super awesome power of teamwork does. I actually thought that they were actually, you know, Sonic Heroes was actually pointing the finger to people. I thought it was actually Sonic Heroes beats Activision.
On its own.
Yeah.
With a stick.
Yeah.
I like what's in the chat room on Sonic Stadium.
Bothersome Amy. Whilst at the same time, Sonic hides brothel addiction.
Oh dear.
Tips in rings, you know.
Is it Shady Hedgehog beats Amy?
I guess it's just a complete, like, complete action to kind of, like, to quantum down all the kind of, like, naysayers of their product. Is it Sony Headbutts Asshat?
Is it by any chance just the perfect way of describing a certain character? Is it Shadow the Hedgehog bipedal hands?
That's quite a good one.
All he is a walking
Shadow the Hedgehog bipedal axe.
Is it Silver the Hedgehog battles addiction?
I gotta go back into the past again, man. I've just gotta stop doing it, man.
That actually linked in with the Sonic Brothel one, but we best not go into how.
Yeah, best not.
Well, alternatively, you could go into it and say that Sonic Hardcore Buggery approved. Shock Horror Bokun Army.
I like the shock horror beginning. Yeah, that's a good one.
Sven hired Busty Assistant.
you shouldn't talk
on
about
screen with envy.
You shouldn't talk about keyboard like that. No one needs to.
Yeah, I did actually, you know, think it was a lot. I thought it was a more hugs rather than, but anyway, never mind.
Suspicious Hawks bank assault.
Hawk.
Those Babylon Rogues get
wouldn't
everywhere.
Surprise me. Well, I'll put you in a bit of the right direction. You know, a bit earlier on with hacking. That's what H is.
Oh, is it Sega hacked by assholes?
That is exactly it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Sega hacked by assholes is what I've got. Because they are for doing that. It could be people.
That is the
could...
actual answer.
That is the actual answer. Yeah.
Hooray! I would have actually used their book cards, but never mind.
Oh, well, yeah, I can accept they were awful.
That's what I've got written down.
Yeah, it's like there's reports going around about like 1.3 million people's details.
Yeah, this is the news that the Sega Pass accounts have been hacked, and we've also seen reports that the forums are down and a few other things. Well, quite a lot of Sega things as well, but it's actually top news on BBC News at the moment, actually, as well. So.
I was actually surprised. It's like they actually hacked the Sega Pass. I haven't used Sega Pass in 3 years. I got it and never used it again. It was basically like Nintendo, but they never used it. Great detail at all. You know.
Yeah, but the thing about Sega Pass as well is it's not as if anyone would store important details on it either, because all you really needed to register for Sega Pass was to use the web link. But a fake name and a fake date of birth. Wow, you've really taken a lot of my personal details. Sony, I was a bit more annoyed with them, because that was my actual details, but Sega's hack is like the most pitiful act I've seen recently.
It's got to the point now where everyone with an online presence is essentially a target and is getting hacked. And it's, yes, you've made your point now. Just shut up and get on with life. It's not funny anymore. They will listen to anyone. They're just doing it for kudos. Oh, we hacked this. We've hacked that. It's like. Yeah, that's all well and good. It'll be nice to see you in some game.
About 50 miles long right now, so but they're not content with the 50 mile long e-penis right now. So
I mean, it's Hack Group EA hacked the CIA. Well, because Group B hacked a government site.
Yeah,
another government site, and then in retaliation, they hacked a games company that's like sort of mid-tier, and then Group A retaliated by hacking a higher group tier.
Well, it's like, you know, an Anonymous made a point ages ago. Anonymous made a point ages ago, and it's like, oh, Anonymous made a point and people paid attention to that, and now
everyone's doing it
it's just a case of like The groups within Anonymous have just like subjugated now, so you've got the Anonymous who don't want to do it, and you've got the Anonymous who do want to do it. It's like, who do you know? What's who's on which side? How do you know?
That whole Sony thing has backfired spectacularly on Anonymous. Because the great quote was them coming out and going, yeah, we didn't actually want to piss anyone off.
Yeah.
Hello, you took down PSN.
What did you expect?
What part of this, in your brain, your collective brain, hidden by our little V masks, did you not understand would piss people off?
See, well, but then again, on that other sense.
And the funniest thing was.
You get what you pay for, so they don't pay for the service. Oh no, it's gone down. Whoop the fucking do.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm just saying that because
to be fair, it can happen to anyone. You can never have 100% safe, online presence. And it's a case of now, Sony were the target back then for what they did for that one guy who cracked the PS3. And it's like, yeah, They made themselves into a big target with how they handled that. It's all kind of blown in from that. And it could have happened to any of them.
Well, as I said, it could happen to anyone, because if someone...
And it is happening to everyone else.
It is happening, though.
Sony were the first. They were the one that blew it way out of proportion. Possibly more so than it needed to be.
Well, here's a direct quote from the BBC website, and equally this could be a Sega hack by Anonymous, but Anonymous claiming it's not them as well. And what they actually put on their Twitter feed recently was, and this is from Anonymous, quoting, "We want to help you destroy the hackers that attacked you. We love the Dreamcast."
No, that was Lulzbeck.
These people are going down.
That was Lulzbeck.
Yeah,
that was Lulzbeck. Lulzbeck. Right, Lulzbeck.
They actually previously said that they wouldn't attack Sega.
Because they like the Dreamcast.
Because they like the Dreamcast. Yeah. It's really funny, but you are right in saying that Lulzbeck came out and said, we'll help you and we'll destroy them.
brilliant.
Oh no, they're ruining the chances of a possible Dreamcast 2. Let's fucking kill them.
It's like a plot from Fist of North Star. Like two rival gangs going up against each other, then join forces to take on the good guy. It's like, Jesus.
Internet equivalent of West Side Story.
it's what the internet does best, create chaos.
At the moment, it's similar to Groundhog Day in a sense, but with different companies. New Day, same thing.
The thing is, it's the point now where it's basically listing casualty websites, and people have lost interest now. Sony was the big thing. Yes, Sega's the latest, and it does irritate. Well, it's not caused any major downtime or anything. But it's a case of, it's at the point now where it's basically listing casualties, and people have lost interest now.
I mean, the good thing with Sega stuff is that they actually have a lot of system redundancies in place. There's a lot of stuff that's actually like outside and away from Sega, and a lot of stuff's actually separate. Yeah. So
their payment stuff is handled externally.
The payment stuff handled externally. There's a lot of separate companies that there's things ring fenced, and then there's like.
What we can take away from this is Sega knows how to run an online service, it seems.
Yeah, but it's not got around to doing it.
Ah. Which is good. You know, I'll send you to them.
Right, okay, I think we'll move on to the next round now. I think we've pretty much covered the hacking side of things. Okay, so that's going to move us on to round two, and that is, if this is the answer, what is the question? So we've got three categories to choose from, as usual, and they are gameplay, something special, and developers. As usual, I've forgotten who's going to go this week.
I
think it's Kev's team this week, isn't it?
It is our team, and then your team for the going first on the songs, or not, I think.
I don't,
yeah, that'd be fair.
You know... Yeah.
It would save the coin toss, at least. So.
didn't we suggest something last week about you starting to keep track of things, Graham? You know, like a professional.
It just happened.
I'm pretty sure that me, Kev, Phil, and John all had this exact same conversation last week.
Yeah.
If only we recorded it.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah.
Funny it's not up. Yeah, I will be putting it up soon.
Do we just assume that it's my team for this round?
Yeah,
and then
we'll give it to Kev's team this week. Then.
Everyone remember it's our turn next time. I know that's 2 weeks away, but if we all remember it, one of us might. Look,
it's all gravy.
I remember what happened last week, and I remember it... On a technical standpoint, it's our turn to choose the bloody. Whoever chooses it goes right ahead.
I'll write it down in my hands so I remember next week. Anyway, do you want to pick a category then?
Can I pick... what was the free again, sorry? Just so...
gameplay, something special, and developers.
Can I pick developers, please?
Yeah, okie doke. The answer is free. What could be the question to that answer?
How many developers does it take to screw in a light bulb?
This is the best answer for this joke, obviously. How many actual people did actually complete the game for him? Just three people completed that game. Okay,
so what's the answer? Three? How many people actually enjoyed Sonic 06?
No. It's related to developers. How many developers worked on Sonic 06 for the whole project without skipping Harigari?
How many minutes did the developers spend testing and double checking that the game was okay for sale? Oh, 3 minutes is fine. We've seen the intro clip. It's good to go.
I know one of the guys actually tested Sonic 06. I don't speak to him now. Anyway.
Oh. Oh, it was perfectly fine, you know, beforehand. There was none of these problems. We never seen anything wrong.
Yeah, it's just someone sent out a buggy build towards the end. It's like,
it's like they didn't know about it. It was just like, oh, it's an extra thing that's coming. Oh, we didn't have time to test it. No, oh, look what happened.
What's this? This is an extra thing we've brought in. What, these glitches? What do you mean glitches? These are state-of-the-art game enhancements.
it's a new feature. Didn't you read the back cover? New glitches.
Wait, it's an unlockable game mode.
Unlockable game mode glitch.
Is it the number of development studios that worked on the new Duke Nukem game?
Is it the number of development studios that haven't been hacked yet?
Yeah. Well, nudge in the right direction. Anyone got any other ideas?
Is it the magic number?
It is a magic number. It is. Magic number of developers needed to do what? I don't know.
Screwing a light bulb, what have you told you? What are you talking about?
Nah, go on, man, we're talking bollocks now.
Why does it require three of them to do that?
Because they're using the wrong physics.
Surely if they were using the wrong physics, it would be fine, because, you know, to screw in the light bulb, all the developers would need to do was stick to the ceiling.
Not really tall ceiling.
They stay in the ball.
They
don't uncurl, so they can't actually put the bulb in.
Every time they go, they just fly past it.
Yeah, they just fly past the ball. So disorientated.
Why can't we stop in midair to fit this light bulb in?
God
damn you, dude! Why did you fix this?
Dave, just fiddle with the graphics and the physics a bit more. Yeah, that's better.
So how many monkeys actually were in the level?
Possibly.
Like, literal monkeys, you know.
Is it the average number of developers that work, development people that works on the average indie game on Xbox Live Marketplace?
I
know that's a complete shot in the dark.
It has to be more than that. I'd say five.
You could have a lot of bedroom coders that would bring the average down. Just one-man teams.
Well, that's
like, the number of pure luck-related achievements put into every single game.
Wait, I got an achievement for doing what now? I don't remember doing that.
Okay, it is something Sega based.
Is it the number of development studios they have in the UK now?
That they will have, yeah. That is absolutely correct. The right answer, yeah.
Oh, bloody hell, I got that.
How
right.
many developer students will Sega soon have in the nice. UK? Yeah.
What's the name of the third studio? Because I've completely...
They've not named it yet, have they?
Oh, is it not
I don't
named?
Think they have.
It's not named, no. To be honest, you could argue that they've actually always had three.
Are you...
Including? Yeah, because... what's it called? The Racing Studio got closed down, then it turned into
a technical division. Yeah, but once the Racing Studio got closed down, those guys actually... the guys that are still there and that have been are making this new thing actually were still around as an autonomous unit.
I mean, they were kind of related to technical stuff, weren't they?
They basically went around like a troubleshooting group.
Hmm.
Ah.
In the hardware.
Wait, but yeah. So they're the ones that supposed to fix all the problem?
Go back and fix the glitches in Sonic 06. Come here.
Oh, well, so we know that if they're the guys that are supposed to be fixing all the problems, oh dear, for any game Sega release from now on.
When was Sega Racing Studio shut down? Was it
2008?
It was on 2006.
Alright.
Funnily enough, isn't that when Sonic 06 came out?
it was when the Sega Rally came out.
Yeah.
because they put it out at the same time as Halo and it died in its arse.
Good reason. I had to leave a space around Halo.
Right, well, that brings
rather,
us to the close.
Nice, I'm not sure people are actually aware of this, but I'm going to say it. Sega poached a lot of guys from Cody's at the time to make the Racing Studio. They actually got onto Cody's to try and get them their jobs back, which was quite nice of them. And Sega actually kind of went out of their way quite a lot to try and get the ex-Racing Studios guys their actual jobs back. Or jobs elsewhere.
Wait, you mean... Sorry, but I'm sure I couldn't have heard you there properly, Kev. Did you say Sega went out of their way to do something? I must be on some seriously good alcohol here if I heard that.
Can I have some of that?
No.
Uh-huh.
This is my alcohol. My Jack Daniels.
We're not playing a drinking game right now.
Well, it's 6 days' time. Well, in 6 days' time around this time, we'll be probably having a lot of things to do with alcohol, as we discussed in recent weeks on the show. Anyway, right, that brings us to the end of part one, and the winners for the first round were, of course, AAUK, Jay-Z, and Igor Veneto. I'm just going to call you Veneto, man, it's easier. Veneto!
Just say Ein.
Ein. Okay, and the winners of, if this is the answer, what is the question, was, of course, Avija, Turbos, and SJ.
What was the official answer, by the way? I didn't even get into that.
Yeah, the official answer was how many development studios will Sega soon have in the UK?
Oh, it was that, was it? All right.
Yeah, that was the answer.
Wow, that was a blind guess.
Well, so nudging you guys in the right direction, both those rounds.
Vija, name the other two.
Creative Assembly and... Oh, God, I can't remember the name of the other one. That's going to annoy me. Josh! The name is...
It's called Josh?
Hang on. Josh. Distracted. I knew it. I do know it's just a case of I don't pay attention to them because they make football games.
Is Creative Assembly a UK
studio?
I can't remember. Is Creative Assembly a UK studio?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. They played in Horsham, was it?
Ah,
I'm not cheating. It wasn't a proper question.
I'm just validating.
Is that Traveller's Tale?
Right. Okay. We
have Sega knowledge.
Yeah.
Okay.
There should be a being on here. Right. I think we need to go to a musical break. This is going to be a longer show than usual, I think. But yeah. Right, we're going to go to a quick musical break, and then we're going to come back with happenings we'd like to hear and the infamous beatboxing round as usual. Here are three tracks coming right at you guys, one from each generation of Sonic, from a classic.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to part two of this week's Mock the Geek, episode 6. Right, okay, so it's kind of at a dead heat after the last couple of rounds, but we're going to move on to the third round, which is happenings we'd like to hear. So the two teams will get a chance to just describe events that could potentially happen. Now the first one is a potential cutscenes from Sonic Generations. Any ideas?
Sonic meets himself and they both destroy each other as two objects can't exist. Two objects that are
Things you wouldn't see in Sonic Generations is Tails arriving and then seeing both Sonics and then a Sonic Says logo popping up. Remember, kids, don't do drugs. You might somehow see two hedgehogs. Remember, only one of them can be real. You must argue amongst yourselves. And that's how the Sonic fan base was born.
Tails meets classic Sonic and then outpaces classic Sonic.
Oh, God, that would make me happy.
Oh dear.
And he comes on the scene and hugs Sonic, classic Sonic, and he's like, "Oh, Sonic!" And he's like, "Amy, I'm right here." What? And her head just explodes right there.
Does Amy hug classic Sonic and modern Sonic goes, "But he's a fake hedgehog! That's not me!"
Shadow just comes up to Classic Hedgehog and bends down and goes, "Oh, so cute!"
Yeah, Shadow friends Classic with a gun and Classic just pisses himself in terror.
You want to have the gun? Look at the awesome gun!
So Modern Sonic and Classic Sonic standing side by side, and Shadow looks at Modern Sonic, shakes his head, looks at Classic Sonic and goes, "Finally, someone who is good enough to marry." Oh, not that retro fanboy.
Okay, it's fine. Not talking. Man, it has to be you. You.
There could be so many paradoxes throughout this game.
Yeah, here's another one.
I can see this as a potential cutscene, but I don't think Sonic Team will approve of it. The Sonic Brothers has a reference and doesn't shake their head. I will swap them.
Modern Sonic goes up to Classic Sonic and goes, "Wow, I was really fat back then, wasn't
I?" Yo, dude,
and then
he
gives Classic Sonic loads of issues and
we makes him go believe to lose his own weight, so it's a self-fulfilling paradox.
It won't be a paradox. They're gonna have a training session to use it.
Yeah, there's the training session and then there's the people that stick them on the rack to stretch them out a little.
If you think about it,
Modern Sonic gives Classic Sonic a run. It's like a reverse Bray Sports Almanac. Well, probably not. It's exactly like Grey Sports out there. Modern Sonic with Classic Sonic, a big book with a list of all of Sega, Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft technological innovations for the next 10 years.
So Sega stays ahead.
Sega ends up becoming the most all-powerful electronic company in the world. Sony Gaga is released subsequently.
God, that would be horrific. Okay, any more?
Elise comes in and then says to camera, "You have no idea what I'm thinking about right now."
Now there's two of them. Oh dear.
Speaking of Elise, is it fake? You know, if that's a single 60, or more specifically, and Elise testing on stage, is Alex Phonic standing in the background going, "What?" Well. Does he have a face of shock expression?
What am I doing?
Why are you facing her?
Just wrong.
Ew!
I don't know which generation you're from, it's wrong.
You're gonna get pooped.
Okay, we'll move over to the next one.
Mom Sonic reappears in Soliana and goes, "Oh, not this shit again."
I thought this never happened.
God damn it, Phil, that was my lane.
An even better one was, "I don't remember this shit."
That's a load of this.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's move on to another one, yeah. Things that could be tweeted during this year's Summer of Sonic, in a week's time, of course. Things that could be tweeted.
Oh my god, I just
think,
you
got to get all these air conditioning units in here, it's too cold!
We demand radiators for next year's SOS. Lots of radiators. Over 9,000. Cover the walls in. And then, of course, add some Velcro.
The zone in the classic thing, which is like there's fans everywhere and you've got like float through.
How about this one?
Go ahead.
Never mind.
See, the problem with this one is there's like 5 SOS staff in this call, and it's like I'm pretty sure all of us have a big list of things that could be said.
Yeah, it could go for a while.
Think about the worst I can get away with it is AA UK Lucas third level reaches critical.
Already has that.
AA UK finally collapses, bring stretcher or merch.
No, that's like tea.
Finally collapse. Raid his pocket.
I'm pretty sure, even if Kev doesn't want to say, after parting with his merch, he'll need some to fill that hole. Everyone needs more merch.
Yay, Summer of Sonic has started. Dreadnought has hit stage. Who is this other guy?
You know who I am.
I think this was one of the kind of like missed tweets from last year. It was happening again. Probably tweet, "Who's this guy in this kilt?" Like,
he's
walking around this place, and it's like, it's weird.
It's just fucking
who's the crazy bugger with Hawaiian shirt?
Following on.
It's always like a crazy guy with a Hawaiian shirt somewhere.
Following on from Kev said, it's like when it gets to the big event of the day, the most important event of the day, of course, it's. Wait, what is this TSS factor that we're all taking part in? TSS? No.
Oh, the good one the other day was somebody in the Facebook group been talking about Summer of Sonic, saying about the fantastic work that Retro does for Summer of Sonic. Once you get... I was going to help you out with Vault and Brad as well, Legoland. I don't think there's no one even discussing Summer of Sonic over at Retro. They don't give us stuff.
Yes.
Retro
could be more wrong. Give
them a round of applause for all their hard work on it.
Silence.
You know, I must say, Retro's hard work on Summer of Sonic every year is just it's what makes a day worth it for me. just all really the effort and sweat that Retro pour into it. It just makes the day so good.
Yeah,
they would be fakers. What? No Aaron Webber.
I did have to check back on these in a week.
Johnny Dioeli may not be here, but I'm still holding out for a Crush 40 performance.
I will be there. Come on, live stream, it'll appear. It will appear.
Bentley Jones was going to be here as well. I hear here's one here. It's like from Mario Fan. I can say it's convention. I'll destroy it from the inside.
Guess I'll load this. Summer Sonic's on.
Not to worry, we'll be able to smell them. They're all plumbers.
you mean the smell of Italian or something?
How about this thing? Here at Summer Sonic, playing Ocarina of Time.
That's actually somewhat plausible, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's awesome now. Should we do the final Sonic games only?
Right, okay, I think we're going to call it up for that round. The points are going to go over to VJ, Turbo and SJ that round, just slightly, but yeah, points for them. So that's going to bring us on to our beatbox round now. So, right, so this week we're going to have Vija and Turbos go first. So which out of the two is going to go first?
Do you
want to go first or?
I mind.
I think I went first last time, so shall we let you go first and then?
Okay. I hope someone actually gets it first time.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
I'm getting sick of tired of Mike on deep way today. Getting my first time in.
Chat room kick first.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, everyone kick in the chat room.
Okay, so that's going to be for SJ to guess.
Important things to do. Yes, kick people from chat room. Great. Who's in the chat room?
Kick people out of chat room or leave. SJ, that means you.
I'm already on back to the
SJ. I don't care if it's on your screen or it's not on your screen.
It's not on my screen.
Turbo's not in
it. Yeah, NEV's this time.
And EEV's not in any of them. It looks clean. We're all good
except
to go.
For you.
Yeah, I'm already gone. I just check first. That way I can kick.
You're on the ball, Jay.
Gotcha.
I'm on the
slam. It's going fast, Dan.
Okay, when you're ready, guys.
Okay.
Excuse me a moment, I've got an interrupting film. Australian in the background.
Oh my god, sneezing Josh.
Even more difficult. Great. That's how good my performance is. I'm getting rid of the people that I'm supposed to be on the show. I'm great! I'll just go anyway.
Yeah, when you're ready.
At least my guests are here. Yeah. Unless it's fucked off. Anyway.
Okay, yeah. So, what do you reckon, SJ? At least have a crack at the game. Which game is from?
I think it's from Sonic Adventure.
You're on?
And I think it's Eggman's theme. Well, I could be wrong.
No, well, you got the game right. Yeah, yeah. The game is right. It's 11. Well, obviously the song title is wrong. So.
Well, I haven't played that adventure that much. So.
All right. Well,
you got your.
I'll give you half a point for that because you got. Yeah, I'll give you half a point because you got the game. But the other half of the point will go to the other side if they can guess the track. So I think.
I've got no idea. I'm going to take.
I've got a vague guess.
Yeah,
on you go, Kev.
I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, though.
I know
what it is, but I can't.
I know the track as well.
I don't know if I've got the name of the track right or not, so it may sound slightly wrong.
Well, go for it anyway, Kev. Give it the best. Come on, give it your best shot.
It's something. I can barely hear what John's saying. I'm just missing the connection. Is it something the heat up or something, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll give you that, I suppose, yeah.
Is it crank or heat up?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it should sound like this for everyone at home.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's Crank the Heat Up for everyone. Okay, that's still dead even, but fun nonetheless. So that leaves Vija to beatbox his tune.
Oh dear, here we go. Right, I'll just give Josh warning, I'm about to do my beatbox thing, so if you want to cover your ears and hide there in the corner, go ahead.
Go to the soundproof room!
he's initiated the carrying in the corner manoeuvre. and he's initiating crying as well. I can make grown men cry with singing.
Get invest in earplugs.
Yes, just say invest in earplugs.
Oh, I suppose I cut through earplugs. Alright, let's give this a shot.
Okay, here we go. Regis' rendition of whatever this might be.
Oh, damn, I thought you were going to be nice enough to tell us.
Please say you got that.
So yeah, SJ, what do you reckon?
I wouldn't be surprised if I only get half right. Is it Sonic Unleashed?
No, it's not. Okay, I have to hand that over then.
And is it exactly the same track that Phil did last week?
No, it's not.
Yeah. I swear it is exactly the same.
It's just because Phil sucks, you know.
Thank you.
He can put in different emphasis into his voice to choose, you know.
So week one was like, da 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 da. The second week, da 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 da. The third week, da da da.
That's the Addams Family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Biggest Butler. Could sound like a zombie.
But Jeff, if SJ can't get it, you know, but you want to pass it over, I'll happily take it. Yeah,
pass over, and you get answers, guys. Yeah.
Just take a guess. They got the game wrong, starter, so that. Not that game.
Can you guess a different game? What you think it might be?
Sonic World Adventure.
What was that?
He said Sonic World Adventure.
Oh,
no, I think
I'm going to hand this over because you haven't got it. It doesn't sound like it anyway.
Is it
just since you're passing it over, Graham, is it by any chance Sonic 4 or Sonic the Hedgehog 4 Episode 1 to me, but be more exact?
Yeah.
And is it by any chance Splash Hill Zone?
How some trouble does he get it? You are the guy never.
So I will be perfectly honest with you.
So right.
I didn't recognise yours for about the first 10 seconds, and then see once you started doing the little melody bit, just like in the middle, it's like my brain just went.
It's always the melody bit in the middle, but it's like
I call
Pax on Jay being awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, it should have sounded like this.
Bear in mind, I've got like 56k in terms of what the quality of this call is. I've got like a chip tune version of Phil.
Yeah, this is on the 8-bit beatboxing round.
Yeah, and it can only sound better. Oh,
this is not going to go well.
But Jay still got it, so. Anyway, so that leaves you guys to do your beatboxing now, actually. Either Jay or Kev to go first to do your beatboxing. And that's going to be the guest.
I'm in too good of a mood to go first. I think Kev should go first. He should do his half of the work now. I shall sit in the corner. I shall sit in the corner and be smug about myself. Indeed.
Smug in your time down. Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Okay.
On you go, Kevin.
I'm really hoping you get this quick.
Same here.
Excuse us, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Kev has broken.
It's not technical difficulties, it's just time has just gone out the window.
Yeah, I've actually run away. Okay, Maestro is really... And if you didn't get it for the first fucking 10 seconds, you're not gonna get it.
To be fair, when I first heard it, I thought, wait, he's done this one before.
I don't know if I'm going to guess the game. I think Shadow the Hedgehog. Is that a game?
No, it's not it, unfortunately.
Is that a game? That's a very good question. We'd like to see the very first 10 seconds again.
I'll lead in the first 10 seconds.
If I can't get it the first 10 seconds, I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, we'll pass it over.
If John doesn't get this, I'm actually going to be upset.
The thing I'm sorry, Kev, but I know what the track is because I've seen what the track is, and I can't get it from your interpretation.
I think I can get the game, but
I'm not going to say anything unless, as long as John has a good idea.
Oh, and do you want me to do the first bit again?
No, I can't guess it.
The assumption that it was.
You just want to pass it over then, Evie?
Yeah, I think we're passing over.
No.
Evie already gave up on it.
Oh, okay. I would have put more of the actual instrument in, and actually it would have been probably more obvious.
If you want to try and improve your version, I'm pretty sure we can hold on to it for another minute just for Evie to have another shot.
Just pass over.
Seems reluctant, so I think we'll move it along to the other team. So that's passed over, guys. Any ideas?
I've got a vague idea.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it Sonic Adventure 2 Escape from the Sea?
It is,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God damn it. I listened to that last week.
See, I listened to that.
Wow.
But there it goes
into that. The other team's right first time round.
That's it. It's been reversed. So, All right, well, he's just on to Jay then, with the last beatboxing of the evening. Wonder how this one will go.
Okay, I'm not going to. Normally, what I do when I'm doing this is I listen to the track at the same time as doing it, but I can't be bothered opening Firefox now, so I'm just going to try.
Bring it!
So I'm going to try and do this right off the top of my head. So Ev, don't hate me for this. Right, here we go.
And the song title is Sonic Heroes.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I'm afraid that was Escape from the City again.
They have a similar start. To be fair, I was thinking Sonic Heroes for half of your song.
Yeah, well, obviously, once you go to the actual humming the actual lyrics, it actually begins.
See, that's why I wasn't doing the actual lyrics. That's why I was doing the guitar behind it, because as I was doing the lyrics, I would have just went do 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 do.
I saw you were just singing the lyrics.
If you're playing bass, you'd be right on.
No. JJ's right, the guitar in the background actually does the lyrics.
It's not his fault that the music
actually does the lyrics itself.
It's quite ironic because the lyrics go do 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 and the guitar goes do 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 do.
Yeah. Then in the chorus, it actually combines.
Yeah, and then in the chorus, it's like do do do. It's like no, go away. It's the exact same noises.
Right. Well,
I think this is a first, isn't it, gentlemen? Because I think this is the first time that every single song has like been got for either one thing or the other.
It's a good track this week. Here's the last two tracks for people at home, so they know what they are.
The realistic, achievable, you know.
Fantasy achievement.
It's worth one gamer score.
Hey, well, that kind of wraps up this week's show, but that is unbelievable. Well, now I've actually just added up all the points together, how crucial that last question was, because VJ, Turbo, and SJ were in the lead up until that point, but Beatbox turned all around, so this week, AAU UK, Jay-Z, Gen Ein, Eagle Benito have won this week, so it's now got to 4-1.
It's 4-1-1. You've got to remember that in a game of two teams, there are two.
What if you want to include me?
Two teams, the hosts can tie.
Game of two teams, the host is tying for second place.
Who's got the 4-1-1? Mock the Geek's got the 4-1-1.
Funny how things play out.
I think that should be our outro song now, just to make people's ears bleed.
Yeah, put it on.
Get the 4-1-1 on.
Right, well, yeah, we won't actually be here next week because it's Summer of Sonic. The event actually isn't on Sonic.
Wait, what, next week?
Yeah, next week. It's come up so quickly. Already, what have
we got? So much to do.
Yeah, don't tell me about it. We've got lots to do, but it's gonna be an awesome event in London next week. So you'll find coverage from Sonic Stadium, Sonic Rex, Emerald Coast, and Sega Media, of course.
Twitter!
Plenty of coverage.
What about Sonic Retro, Graham?
Not to remember all the hard organisation that Sonic Retro put into Summer of Sonic, you know. They get all these awesome guests, they put these events together, they get this amazing place. I mean, Sonic Retro, they're just amazing. How do they do it?
It's incredible.
I can't see Asuka to come to Summer of Sonic. I don't know how they done that.
It
should be Sega Bit, because they've actually donated a substantial amount of cash that has enabled Summer of Sonic to actually take place this year properly.
Sega Bit's what we would we owe our life.
Actually, we're actually there to pay them. Shall I just actually have surgical tools out so we can actually just, you know, donate our organs right there and then, you know.
That's what the alley next to the convention
is. I'm sorry, Sega's always having pound flesh.
Yeah, there's a thought. Have a little side room next to the entrance for Summer of Sonic. It's like, come in, you want to make a donation? Certainly, come into this room here. There won't be any problems.
Just a donation sign above the door. For what?
Edit to fries, shut up and take my...
Shut up and take my lungs!
There's going to be people walking around like the scanners from Half-Life 2.
Something like that, I imagine. Have to see. But yeah, lots of coverage. Anyway, we've been dual casting on Sega Sonic Radio tonight as well as Radio Sega, so no plus one show this week. But we'll get last week's podcast and this week's up shortly on the site, so you can get them, and that's on SegaMedia.com. And hang around in the next 24 hours, and we'll tell you why we're going to be all ears at Summer of Sonic this year as well. So yeah, plug. Feel free to add yours in if you want, guys, but yeah. Anyway,
Graham, are you plugging things in the middle of your show again?
Yeah, no. You should be tapering around the electric bill.
No, I'm plugging them at the end of the show. There's a difference.
Oh, well, if you're going to plug things in the middle of your show, well, remember, keep an eye out on the page to come as me and Blitzchris provide you with lots of random things in the lead up to Summer of Sonic.
Yes, keep an eye on Emerald Coast. I might do a comic this week.
You know, Phil, I'm almost sure I heard you say I might make a comic this week. Please don't make me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear God. the world is ending a year early.
I still make a comic.
I might make a comic as well this week.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
whilst we're plugging things, if anyone, please keep an eye on the Sonic Rex staff members this week, and if any of them fall over, please pick them up.
When you say staff members, you mean yourself.
Yeah.
Sort of in a return to sender motif.
If you see Kev at Summer of Sonic, feel free to look up and inject him with, you know, anything that might wake him up and revitalize him.
I've actually got people who want to speak to me. I'm going to beat my Summer of Sonic record, which is currently one interview.
Holy.
In 3 years, one interview. So I've already got like four or five lined up. It's ridiculous.
They must have caught wind that this will be the last one you'll be truly involved with.
No, they must have discovered that I'm a member of the Sonic Retro Forum.
Oh, yeah. we're
just kidding, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah. don't worry, Sonic Retro. There's a special place in our hearts for you. We keep it locked away.
It's stuck to the ceiling.
Oh, no.
Okay, so with that, I think it's a good night for me for last week. We'll see you in 2 weeks' time. And it's good night for my guests. And a regular...
Bye.
Good night.
Bye, yeah.
It's a couple of weeks for 1-1.
See you in 2 weeks. Thank you.